Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Shane McGee, your host this week for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food and entertainment scene. I'm happy to say I'm here with Caitlin Cornelius, who is the Director of Operations, and Tyler Chambers, who is the General Manager at Okachi, located at 947 Hamilton Street in downtown Allentown. Welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So to start us off, Okachi is the second venture of a chef our listeners might be aware of, Iron Chef of America winner Jose Garces. And you guys opened approximately...
6 months ago.
6 months ago. So far, so good.
So far, so great. Yeah.
It's been great. Yeah. A lot of fun.
So second venture in downtown Allentown for a very well-known chef. Why downtown Allentown?
So it's actually kind of an interesting story. Chef Jose... he's a storyteller himself, which is something I really like about him. And he tells the story of his first restaurant venture, which was in Philadelphia 20 years ago this year. Amada, still open today. When he first went to open Amada, there wasn't a lot going on in Old City. He felt like bringing a conceptual restaurant to that area was going to bring a little out of life to that part of Philadelphia. And it did. He started the restaurant there, and a bunch of restaurants followed suit. And now Old City, part because of him, but part because of other restaurateurs that went in the area, it's booming. So he translates that to how he felt about downtown Allentown the first time he walked down there. You know, there's some great, strong concepts that already exist, but bringing Okachi to the area felt kind of mirrored being in Old City.
That's exciting, especially for fans of downtown Allentown. For fans out there of Iron Chef America, does Jose frequent the restaurant often?
When we first opened, Jose was there through all of the testing, every dish he tasted. He was there through the opening. A lot of folks might have seen him there when we did our ribbon cutting. He's been there fairly frequently since open, not typically for a dinner service. You might not see him walking around through the dining room. He spends most of his time now in Portland, Maine. That's where his main residence is. So it's a little difficult for him to get to Allentown, but we are planning some really awesome events in the coming months where he'll have some face-to-face interaction with the general public.
Why don't we talk about your roles for the restaurant group? So Tyler, you focus on Okachi.
Yeah.
As the general manager?
Primarily, yeah. So yeah, just like boots on the ground, just making sure, you know, everything is going according to plan. And when it doesn't, you know, trying to figure it out and make sure everybody's just having a good time.
And you've been there since the beginning?
Started before we, you know, opened the doors, obviously, and just trying to get the restaurant staffed and just making sure we had everything in place and a lot of moving parts.
And then Caitlin, you focus on several of the restaurants in the restaurant group.
Yeah, that's correct. Mostly just ensuring that all of the concepts are operating the way Jose would want them to. I'm kind of the liaison between the restaurants and him.
For listeners that haven't been to Okachi yet, could you describe the vibe, atmosphere of the restaurant?
Yeah, it's been really fun. I think what we've heard from guests a lot actually aligns with how we envision the restaurant to be, which is really cool. It's electric. It's very different, I think, than a lot of other establishments in the area. It's kind of more like this kind of modern, casual, kind of like hip, fun spot to be. And yeah, a lot of people walk in, they comment they didn't realize how big it was. And they also say they feel like they're kind of not in Allentown, which is really interesting. Being able to go to like New York and whatnot, I feel like I can agree with that. So it's very exciting to be a part of it. And yeah, hopefully we kind of keep that energy going.
Yeah, I went in with a blank slate and I had the same impression when I went in that I was stepping outside of the Lehigh Valley, so to speak, more into like a Japanese downtown. So just talking about that and combining that with Allentown downtown, how have you been integrating into all the events they do and activities in downtown? There's just so much going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually been like a lot of fun. We just joined up with Inkwell, which they're our neighbors right down the street. And this last weekend, they launched the first ever comedy festival in Allentown. So that was really cool. They asked us to be a part of it. And we had like, I think it was like 6 or 7 comedians they had come in for late night, 10 to midnight. And they each did like a small set. So that was a lot of fun. We've been trying to do things with the Archer and the Moxie and just trying to be a part of, you know, whatever we can downtown that's helpful to ourselves and everybody else. So we'll actually be at the Loco Bingo at the Archer for March 7th. So I hear it's like a really fun event. Haven't been, but it's kind of like a modern, kind of like very electric perform bingo. They have a DJ and everything, so it should be fun. Yeah, anything we can be a part of and integrate into the community.
So you're not directly associated with Moxie Hotel, but you are directly located next to it. So do you find you have guests coming in pre-dinner, post-dinner, associated with the hotel in some way?
Yeah, we've tried to work into like kind of trying to be an unofficial option for them for like to-go food, like room service, a very kind of like lax type of room service. People will show up and it's usually like a really seamless thing. They'll check in and we're closed for like maybe I think it's their check in maybe another hour or two. So they're usually here for some kind of event. So it works out well. They'll come in for a happy hour, come in for some dinner, and then pop over to the Archer, the PPL Center, go do whatever they're here to do. And if we're lucky enough, we get to see them afterwards too.
Yeah, it's a great option downtown, just as you said, kind of building into the whole up-and-coming vibe of the downtown. Okay, let's move on to folks' favorite part, including mine, the food, right? So how would you describe the food menu at Akachi?
I think it's like really interesting. We have a pretty eclectic spectrum of things on the menu. So obviously ranging from sushi, we have different rolls. We have like our tamaki, which are like these fun little kind of bite-sized tacos. And then all the other like really common things, sashimi, nigiri. And then our hot side of the kitchen is also offering like a lot of different things as well, from like Japanese street food like takoyaki. We have like really incredible wings, ribs, our salad, our house salad's like really great. So it's a really interesting kind of eclectic bouquet of options, I would say.
Yeah, so you mentioned a few in there, but I think folks that are maybe not interested in the sushi or fish side, there's plenty of options that you just talked about that are outside of that realm.
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to align with like this concept of izakaya. So having like all these like smaller dishes and keeping it like really casual. We do have like some larger plates as well. So, you know, for people that kind of want to come in and do the traditional thing and maybe like grab a salad and like a larger plate, we do have that available. But the idea is more so focused around like these smaller dishes and being able to kind of like sit around with like a few people and share them. If you're just coming in by yourself, you know, and you want to hang out at the bar, you can have a few dishes, kind of like try some things out, maybe grab a couple pieces of sashimi and keep it light.
Sounds like a great night out. So I equate izakaya to tapas in Spain. Right, which is fair, which I think more people are probably familiar with the tapas side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny. I was thinking it in my head right before you said it. I think that's the thing people can relate to. And it's funny because, as I mentioned, Amada in Philadelphia, it is a tapas restaurant. So I think maybe inherently some of these concepts just lean towards that idea of communal dining and having a bunch of plates on the table to share rather than like a sit down app entree dessert.
Right. And the variety.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So this might be a tough one, but do you have a favorite dish on the current menu?
Ooh, we did just add cauliflower. I know it sounds a little silly, but it's really nice. So, you know, there's like a yuzu mayo on there. There's these Fresno chilies, so there's like a little bit of heat. It's just like the salt and pepper mix that goes on them. They're roasted to perfection. It's just really great, savory. It's a little bit fragrant and a little bit spicy. It's tough, and it's silly to say the wings, too. They're just done so well.
I have to agree. They are so crispy. They're doused in like a chili crunch oil. I can't miss if you're at the bar by yourself or you're with a group of people. I tell them order two orders because you're going
to
love them.
Or house salad too. I'm going to come back to that. I know. I feel like it feels the same way. It's like the ginger dressing and everything. It's a really just well-made salad.
So let's switch gears to the bar program. How would you just overall describe the bar program? Does it have the same Asian influence, Japanese Asian influences as the food?
Yeah, absolutely. We tried to lay into that as much as possible. I think what's really interesting about all of this is the kind of relationship between the drinks and the food. And it just makes sense. The shochu, which is a distilled Japanese spirit, sake, which is a brewed beverage, and then our cocktails. It all aligns with the profile of the food and kind of like those flavors that we feel like are really unique that come out of that Japanese cuisine. But yeah, I mean, we truly tried to set up like a good spectrum of all those things. So if people are coming in and they really want to explore what kind of like Japanese culture has to offer in form of beverage, like we have a lot.
So talking about the kind of the variety, are there happy hour specials or daily drink specials or something like that?
Yeah, for the bar, you know, our menu focuses, I would say, heavily on cocktails. But yeah, we do have a happy hour special available. You know, we're producing like really classic Japanese highballs, blended Japanese whiskey, soda water, lemon twist, just very true to form. So we're trying to like put some things on our happy hour menu that are exposing people a little bit more to like these traditional beverages.
So along that same line, something we've seen post-COVID coming back to it are these beverage-focused events, right? Wine dinners, cocktail dinners, sake tastings maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Do you have anything like that in mind for the future?
Definitely, yeah. We're going to be looking to set something up for springtime in terms of a sake dinner. So definitely, yeah, keep your eyes peeled. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So right now, Chef and I are working on that to set up like a really fun tasting menu to go with a great collection of sake.
So as we wrap up the discussion, let's be sure to touch on the operating days and hours.
So right now, we're kind of like a little light on Wednesdays and Sundays. So kitchen's closing a little bit earlier than typical, but we're opening at 4 o'clock every day for dinner. And then Wednesdays and Sundays, the kitchen closes at 9. Bar stays open till 10. And then when we get in the thick of the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, things kind of open up a little bit. Thursday, the kitchen is open till 10. Bar's open till midnight. And then Friday and Saturday, we actually offer a late night menu. So as the kitchen typically closes at 10, we have like an abbreviated menu from the kitchen, which runs until midnight, and the bar stays open till 1. So again, trying to capture some of that nightlife that's happening in downtown Allentown.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. I always appreciate those late night menus. And then if folks want to get more information or see events, website and social media?
I'd say our Instagram, great place to check out. We'll always have big posts whenever we have an event, but our website as well. There'll probably be a pop-up banner.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the sake tasting. So, Caitlin and Tyler, thank you so much for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Sure. I am Shane McGee, and this is The Inside Dish.